Welcome to the Gals Guide podcast. Join us on an adventure to get to know famous and infamous women from around the world. Each of our presenters has a pick. Is she ancient history? Is she breaking news? Is she safe for work? Well, that's up to each presenter. All we know is that...
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
It is a new month at the Gals Guide podcast. We are continuing our round the world travel adventures. And this month we are learning about gals from the Middle East. And I've been loving how to say hello in the different regions that we travel. The Middle East is like 18 countries. There are 60 official languages at least. However, one popular way to say hello is marhabin. So marhabin, everybody.
Marhabin.
Exactly. So I'm going to introduce you to our fabulous gal pals for this month. So first up, she is our head librarian, and I'm buying her some time because there are cupcakes during the podcast recording that Katie made. However, the president of Gals Guide, Bonnie Just Fillenworth, everybody.
Yay!
So Bonnie, introduce yourself to the good people.
I'm Bonnie Catherine Just Fillenworth.
Yes, you even threw the Catherine
lady.
In there. Yes.
And I do paintings of women throughout history. I'm the president of Gals Guide Library.
Woot woot.
I do the grants.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Woohoo. Well, next up, she is our fab book club director. It's Katie Young, everybody. Yay.
Yay.
And a little bit of an extra yay. You brought us cupcakes today. Yay.
There was an important event last week.
There was. It was my birthday.
Birthday. Yes. And I think there's some kind of contractual obligation for me to produce baked goods on your birthday.
I think it's called guilt. I think it's guilt coupled
it's
with friendship
love.
And love.
It's
yes,
love.
Absolutely.
I baked
yes.
for you with love today.
But you're so good at it.
Well,
it's
and
so...
you choose good things. The chocolate peanut butter was a good idea.
Yes! Look at that. I think Bonnie still dreams of the strawberry lemonade one.
That was
Uh-huh.
My favorite cake ever.
Yeah.
Aww,
I did a
Bonnie,
thing where
thanks.
I said, I'm going for strawberry or I'm going for lemon, and Katie combined it into a delicious what-the-hell concoction. The
wow.
years and years we keep talking about. But tell the good people about yourself besides your enormous
now,
baking
I've
talent.
I've made a note that Bonnie needs a strawberry
yes.
lemonade
mm-hmm.
cake
yes.
for her birthday. Although
My
I've...
birthday's in September.
There you go.
I know.
Yes.
I guess.
Let's
All
do
right.
this.
I can make it
but
happen.
But we can celebrate it next month.
We can celebrate it in each and every podcast recording.
It's
my birthday.
It'll be 37 and a half birthday.
Yes, we should start getting half
you're
birthdays in there.
Baby. 37 and a half.
I like
right.
this idea. Yeah.
Wow. Baking, working, reading.
Yes.
These are the things I do.
You've been killing
Mommy.
It on reading. Do you want to tell the good people
oh,
how
yes.
many books you have read so far this year?
Okay, so far this year, I've read 99 books.
Amazing.
But I have one more day to read one more, and then
yes,
I'll have 100 before March.
Woohoo! Nice. Before April. Yes.
Grab one of these
April.
Little thin
yes.
ones.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. You're like, what in the
okay.
world is the month
I did
that
a beer
we're...
pairing with the cupcakes, so
fine.
It could be a little rougher this month, y'all.
That's totally fine. Exactly. It is all wonderful. And so next up, returning to the show, is Amy Dalton. Yay!
Yay!
We love having Amy back. So tell the good people all about yourself. What's new with you?
Well, I am a retired librarian, and I teach preschool. And
Aww.
I've just been moved to the nursery, so
oh,
I've been working
that.
With the little beans. We get them from about 6 to 12 weeks to the first year when they start walking.
Oh, wow.
And oh, we have 4 that are all just going to be walking any minute now,
oh.
and it is hysterical.
It's it like is... newborn, like deers, newborn giraffes.
Oh,
with
no,
the...
they're just little drunks. They're just like rolling
yes.
around and falling. And oh, it is, it's amazing. I'm just so,
oh.
it's just ridiculous.
That's got to be fun every single day.
It is really fun. And it's like, you can't, there's nothing they can do that makes you angry because right. they're just babies. It's always hilarious.
Right. They're just brand new. They're just trying everything for the first time sometimes.
Everything is funny. It's just ridiculous.
Are you guys getting ready for the eclipse? Are you going to do some cute stuff at the preschool?
Oh,
the
yeah. Oh, they sent out this big email with all these ideas. And they're all like, and you could have moon pies. And we're like, oh, yes, we can.
Like, wait a second.
But yeah, we'll put all the little babies in the cribs and wheel them out so they can go.
Your first baby's first eclipse.
I want you to put the paper glasses on all of them.
Oh, yeah, they're going to need all the. Yeah. Well, that's the funniest thing is because we have the ones that can't sit up. If we want to go out instead of a stroller, we just dump them all in the rolling cribs and just roll the cribs.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
It's so fun. It's so funny.
Adorable. I like it. I like it. Well, as for me, I'm still Riru. I'm still getting used to the new name. I mean, I'm still messing it up like all the time. But I'm also still the executive director of Gals Guide. That's amazing that that's actually still the same. I'm also grateful because our busy season is almost done. Woo! I would really love more time to read. Perhaps I will not exceed Katie's at all, but at least be able to read a few more books than I want to. Would be wonderful. So the last couple of months, I've kind of like started off the first episode with a traditional proverb, and we did like an Irish proverb last month. So I have an Arabic proverb for you.
Yes.
We are all in the same boat is actually an Arabic proverb, right?
I want to hear you say it in Arabic.
I cannot. I can barely say it in English. Exactly. So I thought, hey, I will find cute little proverbs for the places that we go. Right? Exactly. So Bon Bon, did you want to go first?
Always.
Who is your pick? What do you have for
us? I picked Artemisia the First of Kara.
Ooh, sweet. Yes. Going way back, too.
Way back. Like
nice.
Like pre-Middle East. Persian Empire.
Ooh, yes, exactly. Yes. I mean, I do love me a good empire.
I'm going back in the time, it makes no sense to me. I don't know.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, we don't even know exactly when she was born.
Fair.
Or when she died. Most of what we know from her comes from Herodotus.
Okay.
Wrote about her. But she was a daughter of a Cretan woman. So she's like part Greek.
Gotcha.
And then also of a Karen King, where she's from.
Gotcha.
Which it was called Halicarnassus.
Okay.
Which is now Bodrum in Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
In like South Turkey.
Okay, gotcha.
And then she ends up running her, I'm not even sure what you call them, country, city, state.
Empire.
Well, it's like a little chunk that's also part of the Persian Empire.
Oh, okay.
Like a state of the Persian Empire, sure. I guess. After either her father or husband dies.
Okay.
I've heard both.
Right.
Hopefully it's not, you know, a father-husband situation.
I don't know. Yeah, that'd make it awkward. Yeah.
I don't think it is. But yeah, but I keep hearing father and husband. I'm like, well, it's one or the other. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's part of the Persian Empire. And this is when Xerxes is around.
Oh, Xerxes. So, and like, the 300 fans. Yeah, Xerxes.
He's got the big beef with the Greeks, and he wants to just go and conquer the Greeks.
Yeah.
So, he asks her to send military aid, and she sends men and, like, at least 5 ships, and she shows up herself in full armor.
Badass.
Despite having an adult male son.
Oh.
She's just like, nah. Here I am.
I'm leading this. Yes. Stand back, adult son.
Yes.
Fantastic.
But she met up with Xerxes. They had, you know, Arthur in a round table situation where he's asking all these little dudes for advice. And she's like, look, dude, I know the Greeks and we really shouldn't, you know, fight them, especially not, I think it was especially with ships. She's like, it's not a good idea.
They're pretty good at that. Yeah. So,
like, you know, maybe after you take Athens, you should just go home. Like, and let them fight it out. Because the Greeks weren't like a unified nation. They were kind of their own little
And they could infight probably within each other, power struggle.
Until the Persians attacked. Then they were like, okay, well, I guess we'll team up.
Common enemy, of course.
But she fought on one of her ships in the Battle of Salamis, which is the naval battle that happens at about the same time as the 300. This happened. It's like within a few months.
Interesting.
Well, that's the movie I want to see. Forget about 300.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's a movie. It's 302. Rise of an Empire. She
oh, there is
in
one.
It.
What?
And
oh.
Oh shoot! I couldn't remember his name. I want to see Themistocles. Okay. It's some little like nerdy dude from Athens that was like, "Hey, we found all this silver. We should probably build a navy." And they were like, "Nah." And then they ended up. I guess once a year they would vote to just kick somebody out of the city, and he was voted out 1 year, so he had to exile for 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. That is like, a population control, I guess. Sorry, the lottery came up, you're out, we gotta make room for new people, sorry.
Like, oh my goodness. But yeah, so she's on one of her ships in the Battle of Salamis, so a bunch of Persian ships are coming in, and the Greek ships are there, and Xerxes just like, on a mountaintop, just sitting in his little chair.
Just watching.
Yeah.
Watching over all of it. Okay. Sweet.
The Greeks have a... Yeah.
Management skills.
Well, and they couldn't really see real well. And all these all the ships are triremes. So those old school Greek ships with, like, the rowing.
Right.
Pretty much all they do to battle. Like if you get close enough, you can jump onto another ship and fight. But they pretty much just... rammed into each other. They had like a pointy bit in like the front and sometimes the back, and they would just either run like T-bone each other,
sure,
or you like run alongside and try to take out all the oars.
Bumper boats.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been on that ride.
Can you imagine the delay of watching that happen? Like I think we're gonna get they're coming.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I was seeing who directed the sequel to 300, because I'm like, so help me if it's Zack Snyder. It's not, but yeah.
I tried to look it up last night because Trey hadn't seen it, because I was
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, I was so excited when it came out.
Nice.
And I don't really like how they made her kind of like a villain, which I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like, I get she's on the Persian side, but like they made her like... goth, and it was weird.
Oh, so she was dark inside and out.
Like she's got heavy black eyeliner, and like,
of course,
she's weird. Like, they make her seem like she's got like daddy issues. Like,
well, she had a daddy husband.
The screenplay is also Zack
Snyder.
That's
an issue.
Yeah, exactly. The daddy husband issues, don't we all? Wait,
they actually do finally name Gorgo in the second one, though. Leonidas' wife, the whole first movie.
Oh, yeah, she has no name.
Never say her name.
Yeah.
They referred to her as, like, queen.
Mm-hmm.
I think they actually say her name in the second one.
No way. Like,
oh, thank you.
Somebody brought up the Bechdel test. It's not like she talks to any other women in the first movie anyway, but, you know, it's still the idea. She doesn't even have a name.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay, so bumper boats.
Yeah. Bumper boats. The Greeks have a bounty on her head of 10,000 drachmas, which
sweet.
Is... a lot of money.
Yeah,
like a lot. I don't know.
It's more than I have.
So
back then,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're fighting in these boats, and you can't really tell one from the other because they all have like the same type of boat.
Right.
She was known to have like several sets of flags on her ships. So they're pretty sure that she saw some other ship from some other dude that she knew that just didn't like her.
Yeah.
Was going to come ram her, but like couldn't quite like make out her ship or whatever. So she switched flags and ended up just running straight into another Persian ship to confuse this other ship. So then they're like, oh, it must be a Greek ship.
Right. Then. They're part of us.
They're just ramming this
fire.
Other Persian ship.
Savvy.
And some people were like, well, you know, it was a twofer because I guess she didn't like the dude that was on that ship.
Right.
So, you know.
Strategery. It's not a real word. Sorry.
But yeah, during all this, Xerxes has this line that he said, I was trying to look it up in Herodotus and I couldn't find the right spot. But it's basically all of my... men have become women and my women men from like, you know, no one else has the balls to like be fighting well.
Except for your lady who's in charge, right? Yes. Nice.
Because they did not end up winning the Battle of Salamis. Well, the Persians didn't end up winning. And they had to go home. And which, you know, I'm surprised he wasn't more pissed about that.
Right.
The Xerxes is freaking weird.
Yeah.
There's another thing in Herodotus where he's trying to get through. It's called the Hellespont. And it's like my favorite thing from like classical studies. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get to this little point where like land is like almost touching. Most people like just bring boats and they just ferry people across.
Sure.
How they would cross. And he's like, screw that. So they tried to, like, just stack boats so they could just walk across. And I think they also tried to, like, build a bridge.
Yeah.
But it just keeps, like, collapsing into the river. So Xerxes gets off of, I assume, his elephant or something.
Sure, sure.
And just starts whipping the river. And it's like, bad river. Naughty river. Like,
why not?
So they were needing a woman to take charge. Yeah. Got it.
He was losing.
He was punching the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
bad river.
That
makes no river.
Something productive happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of what we know is from Herodotus, and we kind of have to take like what he says. I don't know. I haven't heard anyone say anything, but I'm like, okay, Herodotus is a Greek dude.
Yes.
Who's born like in the same region where she's from.
Yeah.
So, but he's on the Greek side telling about the Greeks beating the Persians in this battle and about a woman on that side. So it's kind of like, you got to kind of maybe
villainize her a little bit
more. Take it with like a grain of salt that maybe what happened was not necessarily what happened. And he's just trying to make the Persians look bad that the only good fighter on their side was a woman.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, he is telling the story really for the Greeks in mind, right?
I don't know. I think the way that I was taught in my classical studies minor is that he's kind of like, at least in the Western world, like the first dude who's like trying to just like
tell it as
take
it is.
A like a neutral stance of just writing down history of what happened, but like he's also like a little Greek dude. So like
His prejudices, he's gonna have his he's gonna have the way he sees the world. So okay.
And the way the world saw itself at the time.
Right. And probably what sells. I mean, not like, you know, he was really selling the scrolls one after another, you know, sort of thing. But the idea that whatever would, you know, keep him in business of telling stories, right?
And he was born 4 years before the Battle of Salamis happened.
Okay.
So he supposedly talked to a bunch of the people that were in the battle.
Okay. He's like almost on the ground reporter. He's 4 years too late to be an in-bed.
But Xerxes ended up giving her a full set of Greek armor as like a gift for her service.
Sure.
And maybe also a jar with his name on it.
If I gave you all a jar with my name on it, like, would you throw it back in my face?
How great I am.
Best present ever.
Is Katie going to fill it with that frosting? Because changes everything.
It does. Yeah. No, that it depends on what's in the jar, right?
Yeah. I had not heard about the jar until today. It's in the British Museum.
I'm sure it's a nice jar.
And it just is like, you know, King Xerxes. Like, nothing about him. It's just King Xerxes in like four languages. It's in the British Museum, and it's found in
a major award.
Like a mausoleum.
Xerxes Award.
It's like in a mausoleum in the town where she lived. And like, so they, like, they think that it was from that. Like, they're not really sure.
Exactly. I'm sure in context in the day, it was great.
I don't know.
But it sounds
ridiculous. It just reminded me of like, you know, if you work for like a major company and they give you, you know, like pins and stress balls with the company logo on it.
Right. Like, yeah. You're like, cool, the thing that's causing me stress is now awarding me.
No,
thank you.
But she is majorly a part of the 300 Rise of an Empire.
Sweet.
Which came out in like 2014.
Yeah.
Or so. It's
just
part
had it
two
up because it was
that.
Bothering my filmmaking brain. I'm like, no, wait a minute. There's a movie I don't know.
And apparently there's also a 1962 The 300 Spartans that she's in a lot. So I'm going to have to look up
look at that.
Like a Turner Classic Movies or something and try to find that.
I do love the Wikipedia actually says the American epic historical action film.
Well, it's weird. Okay, so the 300...
Putting a lot of words in front of it.
It's like a description on Amazon.
It's like a weird thing. Okay, so the 300 movie is based on the comics written by a guy, which is based on the actual historical event.
Right, right.
So it's like an Inception thing. Exactly. That's why they're all wearing like the tight red like Speedos, is because it was comic
book. It's a comic book, yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Frank Miller was the comic book dude. Guy thing, yeah.
So maybe she's better in the comics.
Yeah, maybe
the comics.
There's a chance.
Her outfit will be something special.
Well, yeah. This is true. Sweet. Awesome. Yep, yep. I like it. I like it. I like it when you bring the mythology, the old classical tales.
Yeah, she's like, especially those weird Greeks. Yeah. Barely into like history is like right at that line of history myth, like Battle of Troy.
There was also a woman there.
Yeah.
Get one woman per little kind of little story. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. But yes, I love knowing more about her. I dig it. I dig it. Do you want me to wrap it up?
Sure.
Sweet. Well, that wraps it up for us this week. Join us next week as another Middle Eastern gal is picked to share on the Gals Guide podcast continues. Thanks for listening. Want to learn about more women of history? Gals Guide opened a unique women's history lending library. Come visit and explore our collection. Learn more at galsguide.org. Thanks for listening.